Good afternoon. My name is James Hatton. I am a crop specialist for Syngenta Crop Protection. I want to talk to you this morning, I guess it's this afternoon now, about a new solution that we've developing for cotton growers called Fast Start Performance. Okay, I didn't know if you had it over there for a reason. Okay, no, that's fine. In 2013, or last year, the Farm Press put together a survey of growers and asked them what their top six issues were for cotton growers. And you know, I've got a list here. There's the top six. The bottom two, six and seven, actually tied. But the growers identified input cost, herbicide-resistant weeds, variety selection, variety tolerance to drought and heat, early season weed control, seedling vigor, and cotton seed values is all issues for them when dealing with a cotton crop. We believe that this solution helps growers with a majority of these different issues, or can affect these different issues, can address some of the issues that they have. We know that early in the season it's important to get a crop established, and that growers have concerns about cold, wet weather, residual herbicide issues, seedling disease, thrips pressure that might be going on. There's a variety of different things that plague a cotton plant early in the season, whether it be a biotic stress from insects or diseases or other pests, or whether it's an abiotic stress, such as, you know, in certain areas it was cold and wet this year, in other areas, in other years it's been hot and dry early in the season, and we believe that we've got some products that can help address those abiotic stresses as well. The solution itself is built on three different pillars. One of them is our seed care offer in Avicta Complete Cotton. Our herbicide recommendations of our resistant fighter recommendations, and we'll talk a little bit more in detail about each of these. And then Quadris fungicide. And I'll talk some about some of the issue or the studies that we've done there to address these issues with that. I'll build upon top of our AgriAgg's Excelsior platform, which is a platform to help growers with technology and record keeping, as well as risk management. Avicta Complete Cotton helps growers, provides growers a consistent and convenient protection for their cotton early in the season. It combines, it combines Dynasty CST, which is our fungicide package containing three different fungicides to address disease control, as well as Cruiser for insects and Avicta Complete for weeds, giving the cotton plant a chance to produce healthy roots and get off to a healthy start. Our resistant spider herbicide recommendations are built on a lot of knowledge from local Syngenta ASRs and university communities to help tailor the recommendations to the area of the country where we wouldn't necessarily put reflex herbicide out in West Texas. It's a very effective means of controlling Palmer pigweed in the southeast and in the mid-south. So the herbicide recommendations that we have and the resistant spider recommendations are tailored to the trait that a grower might be using in his cotton, whether it be Liberty Link cotton or Roundup Ready Flex, as well as to the micro market, as I mentioned before. It's down to the point of what's best for Arkansas may not be the best package for Lubbock, Texas. And it's also tailored to the grower. I mean, with working with our ASRs and our sales group, we have a lot of history of and knowledge of to help the growers to understand which recommendations would work best on their farm. For the last 3 years, we've done work with Quadris, looking at a little bit different application method than we've had in the past. As you can see on the bottom left-hand side of the chart, you know, our traditional timings for Quadris have been at around first bloom and then again 14 days after. In 2011, we did some initial studies and then increased the number of studies in 2012 and 13 to take a look at what effect this application timing might have on cotton growth and yield. studies were conducted across the Cotton Belt from Texas to North Carolina in 9 states. And what we saw was in 2012, about an average of 50 pounds per lint. And when you average the two together, essentially the same type of results in 2013 as we saw in 2012. We improved the yield over 79% of the locations that we tested. If you see this red lines at the bottom of each of these graphs, those are the break-even lines. Essentially, the average was about a 3-to-1 return on investment where Quadras was used early in the season. Now, this is an application that would go out about 2-to-4 leaf when you would typically maybe be putting an insecticide overspray or a cotton herbicide spray to control early season weeds. This year in Texas, in one of our Fast Start Performance trials, this was done in O'Donnell, Texas. We had the work done on Phytogen 367, and we split a grower's pivot. And you can see Mark Tapp standing there in the row beside Brent Bessler, who's our ASR in Lubbock. We improved the growth of the plant, as you can see by the row to your right hand side. They improved the yield by 145 pounds per acre, improved lint quality, both in strength, length, and uniformity. And we had a better return on the acre. You can see that, and we increased the yield, but we also increased the fiber quality so that the loan value was increased to the grower as well. So we continue to work on different components that we might bring into this Fast Start Performance solution. We've got several different new seed care things that we're looking at, as well as some foliar type applications that would control cold diseases, and we'll continue to improve on this. But right now, we think we have a very strong package to help growers address these early season problems that they are facing. Thank you.